The economy is growing, and so is animosity about debt reduction.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 2.5% in the third quarter. Today's initial GDP report will quiet fears of a recession for now, but it's still way below the growth needed to reduce unemployment. The government, by the way, also reported slightly fewer people filed for unemployment benefits last week. The Congressional Supercommittee working out a debt reduction plan by just before Thanksgiving appears to be stuck, with dueling plans released yesterday by Democrats and Republicans. We see it's not going to be an easy task. So what happens next? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
There are rumblings from credit rating agencies that the U.S. could be downgraded again if the supercommittee can't reach a deficit-cutting deal, because the automatic cuts that would be triggered wouldn't take effect until 2013, after the next elections. The new members of Congress could try to prevent the cuts, but a managing director at S&P told Bloomberg any watering down of the deficit cutting could cause a downgrade. Len Blum is managing partner at Westwood Capital. He says another downgrade is quite possible, but not the end of the world.
Long term, I don't know if it matters. You can see from the last downgrade, Treasury is still able to sell their debt. The interest rates are still low. What really matters right now is that we focus on getting people back to work.
But don't look to the government to help with that. The deficit cutting means more government workers and contractors could lose their jobs. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, European markets are much higher, anywhere from 2 to 5% on the news of a grand Eurozone plan to tackle the debt crisis there. More on that in just a moment. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 162 points to close at 11,869.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Took much of the night, but there's a grand plan on the table to save the Eurozone. Investors have agreed to take a 50% loss on Greek debt. European banks will also be required to raise more money to strengthen their balance sheets. And the Eurozone's main bailout fund will increase its capacity to $1.4 trillion. Richard DeKayser is deputy chief economist at the Parthenon Group. He's with us now from Boston. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Now that this European deal is done, what does it mean for the United States?
Well, the good news is that the worst-case scenario of a financial crisis has been averted. People had feared a uncontrolled default situation. That now does not seem likely. Banks have agreed to a voluntary write-down of Greek debt, and that's going to be supported by a stability fund, which Europe has agreed to beef up.
All right, so they're going to beef up the stability fund, and I know as part of this deal, European banks are going to have to raise a lot of money. In this environment, this economy, how big a challenge is that?
Well, it is a challenge. Banks are essentially being asked to increase their capitalization to accommodate these increased losses. And there's two ways banks can do that. Either they can earn their way through it, they can borrow their way through it. It looks like we're going to opt for the second of those two. And that means they're going to likely be more parsimonious with lending over the course of the next year. They've got to reach these targets by June of next year. And to do that, we're likely to see not quite a credit crunch, but stringent credit, which is not going to be conducive to growth in an economy that's already creeping along.
Something that we're used to here. All right. Richard DeKayser joining us this morning from Boston. Richard, thanks.
My pleasure.
And all this week, we're helping you understand why Greece is such a threat to the global economy and why you should care. Today, young Greeks say there aren't many prospects, work prospects at home, so some decide to come to the U.S. But the jobless rate here is high, too, which is why some Greek nationals in New York are torn about whether to encourage their friends back home to come join them here. Sally Herships reports.
Ellen Athena Katsakeas is Greek-American. Born here, high school there, college here. After graduating in the mid-90s, Katsakeas wasn't able to break into the film business. At the time, Greece was booming, so she went back.
We all actually had a very good quality of life. It wasn't too shabby to be able to you know, go to Greek islands for the weekend, you know.
But 10 glorious years later, the money started drying up. Katsakeas had been working as a freelance film director.
What seemed to be a system that worked, you know, you might wait 2 or 3 months for your pay, but you knew you were going to get it. Suddenly you were up against companies that were maybe paying 6 months down the line, 7 months down the line.
So she packed up her bags and headed for her second home, the States. Professionally, it's worked out for her, but she was sad to leave.
I think we all, when we went there, wanted to be a part of making Greece better. We all brought our degrees and our masters, or certain people brought their PhDs, and we wanted to reverse the brain drain. But I think the brain drain is happening again.
As evidenced by all the calls New York City resident Larissa Antipa is getting from her homeland. Would you tell people now to come here?
Ah, that's a tricky question.
Antipa first came to the States to study drama. Now she works at the Greek Cultural Center in Queens.
Sure, you can come to the United States, but don't think this is like, you know, heaven also, job-wise.
She says America was more promising 10 years ago when she arrived. Then you didn't need connections to find work. But now?
When you first come here and you don't know anybody, right now, at this moment, it's a big, big difference not knowing anybody and trying to find a job.
And Ellen Katsakeas agrees with Antipa. She says, except for people who are willing to take big steps back in their careers, America may no longer be the promised land. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a man in Maine is celebrating 1 million miles registered on his 1990 Honda Accord, the first documented Honda owner to hit that mark. He credits regular maintenance for the car's longevity. The automaker gave him a parade and a brand new 2012 Accord. Although the analog odometer on the old car just turned from all nines to zeros, which is kind of like a new car anyway, right? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Anger and blame, even hatred, too.
The Greeks we do have is that if we don't feel threatened, we never react.
Our politicians, they are responsible.
It is our mentality that has brought us here now.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The problems that plague Greece and the rest of Europe and why we ought to care. That's coming up next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.